The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hansel a block, chirping a block. Here goes the elusive Watson. Upfield he goes. OQT dropped the ball. That's picked up and brought in by L.J. Fort and the former steward to the 10. Stiff arms to the 5, to the pylon. And he's short by a yard. Scooping it up, almost taking it in for 6. What a play, L.J. Fort. 10, blocked by the tight end, falls. And that's intercepted and picked off by Peters. What instincts he has, brought down after the play by the running back, Johnson. An interception thrown by Deshaun Watson and grabbed on a beautiful catch by Marcus Peters. 4th and 1. It's a direct snap, and look, it goes to Ingram. There he goes, galloping free for 6. What a play on 4th and 1. 30-yard sprint for the touchdown. What a call and what a run. And perhaps the dagger.
You know, obviously a team effort. We got to get better. We got a long way to go in a short time to do it. So we have to really improve. But, yeah, we turned it over. We don't get any takeaways, and then they run the ball again. So, we have to figure this out very quickly. That's all I can really say, Aaron. You know, we're not playing very well. We're not coaching very well, and we've got to really get improved here this week in a real hurry here.
At some point, you got to start winning them. I mean, at some point, you got to win these tough games against tough teams, good teams. And I'm sick of losing them, that's for sure.
Sports, 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 sports. So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah. Am I not? Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. Sports in this damn storm. And it's not even the biggest bleep storm going on right now. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, 713-780-ESPN. Can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's a Monday, and you're back to being the role model because you were 100% right about these guys. And,
thank you.
You know, I think, well, first off, two things before we get going here today.
Number one, because I'm getting going.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. And once you get going, I want to get out of your way and let you do your thing. But first off, this damn beta's here, which...
What a crummy name.
You know what? It does. It sounds like a bad science fiction character, right? Beta. And, you know, go ahead and enforce the rain on Houston.
Like it's an 80s movie.
Yeah, screw that. Or a frat.
Yeah.
Dudes, let's get drunk and pee on Houston. Yeah. But apparently, well, it was kind of a mess getting here from the... I was over at the medical center because I had a doctor's appointment. It was a mess getting over here. So be safe out there. It looks like, you know, looking at the Doppler and keeping up with Eric... It's
Mega
not,
Doppler.
Yeah, well, I'm on the regular Doppler right now. But it doesn't look like it's going to be too bad flood-wise. It was just... I think I was out in the worst of it. So not too worried about... getting home or anything, but just if you don't need to be out, don't be out. Get a little rain at your house and enjoy it. And as for your Texans, I guess I'm gonna get out of your way here, but the most discouraging thing for me about this whole game, there was one play that just tells me they're never gonna be anything, and it's not the one you think, and we'll get to that at some point. But AJ, they played better yesterday.
They did.
And they still got their ass kicked. They were no match. And, you know, a lot of people were blaming the defense for giving up all those rushing yards in the fourth quarter. It really wasn't there. The defense actually played well enough to keep them in the game. They didn't give up the touchdown that QT did. They didn't throw the pick that Marcus Peters made, just an amazing...
Yeah, that's a play that...
Yeah, you you tip your hat and say, man, I wish I had that guy on my team.
Instead of Kevin Johnson, you had a chance.
Yeah, well, by now.
But he's not a good guy, not a good practice guy.
He probably would have been gone by now just because he's chased off everybody who can play.
He'd still be, if he showed up here today, he would be the best corner on the team.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. No, he's one of the best in the league. They got two of the best in the league. And that was the thing. The Texans were
got two of the best in the league, and that's not even counting Jimmy Smith, who's like an old broken down dude now.
No, I was counting Jimmy Smith, but
I was saying Marlon Humphrey too.
Marlon Humphrey's really good too, but so they weren't. And that was kind of one of my things yesterday from my column was, this is what a real contender looks like versus a team that's not there. And by the way, Kevin Harlan's call, Marcus Peters had an interception and a pick on the same play.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. He's the first guy to ever do that.
And Bill O'Brien talked to Aaron. I don't know if you heard that in there.
I did not hear that. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. So.
Well, he's talked to me. The president's talked to me. Bill O'Brien's talked to Aaron.
AJ,
who's going to talk to you,
famous,
Fred?
I have to tell you.
Nobody ever talks
to
me.
No one talks to Fred.
No one loves me. I've got a lot to get to on this, too, but. I kind of want to let you go first because reading your Twitter, I think you have a lot to say.
I mean, obviously, if you said before the game started, Lamar Jackson, 204 yards passing, one touchdown, four sacks, 64.1 QBR, and only 54 rushing yards, 3.4 yards per carry, those are all numbers you'd go,
yeah, they
did their job.
They did a really good job on Lamar Jackson.
Didn't do a great job on Gus Edwards. Didn't do a great job on Mark Ingram or J.K. Dobbins, who they used I think he may have had two runs, but he had one big one.
Yeah.
Same with Mark Ingram, one big one. And overall, the defense wasn't the worst. It wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst.
They were significantly better than they were against the Chiefs. I thought they played really well against a great offense for three quarters. By the fourth quarter, they've been on the field too damn much, and there's no and that's what the Ravens do when they get a lead like that. They're going to run the ball down your throat if you've been on the field as much as the Texans were. So I'm actually giving the Texans defense a pass on this because I don't think you could have asked for much more from them against this team. The problem's on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, they can't run the ball. Decision making. I mean, you're going for fourth and one. You're going for it on fourth down in your own territory. Like once you don't get that, you're already in field goal range for Justin Tucker.
Well,
already.
That was just dumb because you can't put your defense in that position.
Who do you think this defense is?
And you know damn well whatever play call he has on is going to be a bad play call because we've seen that 100,000 times.
Not only that, like you had the opportunity. Like they called timeout. The Ravens called timeout because you had caught them off guard. Okay, so we showed like we were going to go for it, caught them off guard. They had to burn a timeout. They had to burn a first quarter timeout. That's the W. That's your win on that play. Now you line up and punt, and they go, damn it, they weren't even going for it, and we had to waste a timeout. And that would have been a brilliant move by OB. Instead, they call timeout. And they're like, well, we had a play on. We called another play. You should have called a punt at that point.
A punt would have been a good play. But again, I'm gonna do this a lot today. Contrasting good coaching staff and bad coaching staff. Late in the game, when the Ravens went for it on fourth and one, they came out in the first 15 seconds. They were pretending to do the hard count.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the Texans relax, boom, first down. Why don't you? If you're gonna do that stupid play at that situation, why don't you do something like that instead of a bootleg? Against an aggressive front that is eating your offensive line for breakfast. I mean, it always makes sense on fourth and one to go backwards.
Well,
it
never makes sense to go for it fourth and one in a 3-0 game in the first quarter from your own 34.
Yeah,
I've never seen a situation where that made sense.
Like, I don't either. And I'm just saying, if you're going to gamble like that. Which I am totally against. Call a play that has a chance. You had no chance. None. Zero.
There's two things, and it's really easy today to come in here and say it's all Bill O'Brien's fault, and a lot of it is. I also am really, really tired of the narrative that somehow Deshaun Watson is the greatest quarterback in the world, it's just Bill O'Brien's fault that he's not showing it yet.
At some point, he's paid. Yeah.
Let's stop babying Deshaun Watson. And this is the weird thing about, and I get it, he's the quarterback, and he's the best quarterback this franchise has ever had. So I get that there is a fever about him. But at some point, you have to push him out of the nest and say, all right, dude, you got to go do something now. There's no more, well, he's got all this potential. Really, everything that Texans fans, really Deshaun hardcore fans, fall back on is 6 games in 2017, yeah, and things he did at Clemson. Let's go from 2018 to now. He's a good player. He's nowhere near the cream of the crop of NFL quarterbacks. Like he's a pretty good quarterback.
Well,
he's nothing special. The last two games.
Again, compare and contrast. Lamar Jackson doesn't put up big numbers. Pretty much contained. Was the better player on the field yesterday, yeah, and it wasn't even close.
The tweets go crazy anytime you question Deshaun Watson. And someone said, why does it feel like Deshaun Watson's not on the level of Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes? And
I said, he's not.
Well, simple, he's not. No. And of course, everybody comes out, oh, it's all B.O.B., it's all B.O.B. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson have lost a total of 10 games in their careers combined. 10. Deshaun lost number 15 yesterday. Lamar Jackson has one more loss in his entire NFL career than Deshaun has this season. I get it. That I'd rather have Harbaugh and Andy Reid too. That's easy.
But we don't.
But at some point, what other great quarterback in the league do we allow to just be pretty good, but we still say, oh, he's great. It's just that coach is holding him back. Give me the name. Give me the name of the other quarterback that's so great, but he doesn't show it because of his coach. Like, has Aaron Rodgers had world-class coaching his entire career?
Not really.
He's got Mike McCarthy, the same schlub that got fired and is in Dallas now. Like, at some point, the quarterback overcomes whatever coaching he's got. And so far, Deshaun is proving, to me anyway, that he's not overcoming Bill O'Brien. And I knew it was going to be tough. But if he's really, truly elite and great, like people want to, he's top five. What has he done to show you that he's top five? And don't tell me about 6 games in 2017, and don't tell me about freaking Clemson. Because outside of that, you've got really no case. So that's the two questions I want to ask our audience.
Okay.
Outside of those two things, outside of those 6 games in 2017, which is now 3 years ago, and his college career, what makes him elite? And the other question is, who's the other quarterback who gets this excuse of, well, his coach sucks? What other great quarterback do we give a pass because his coach is no good?
It's a good question. I mean, I think, but I don't consider Baker Mayfield great, but I think people kind of gave him a little bit of a pass because
of that.
Then
do you want Deshaun and Baker Mayfield thrown in the same basket? Because I'm willing to do that.
I'm willing to.
But don't try to put him in the Russell Wilson, Andy, or the or
Cam,
Pat Mahomes.
Or Cam Newton. Both those guys last night. Both those guys last night were better than him.
And I'm all, well, all right, we got to hit a break, but we're going to talk about this all day. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance, and listen up. If you want to save money, if you've got too much money, you don't know what to do with it, okay, you don't need to listen here. But if you could use a few extra bucks in your pocket, TGS is trying to put it there. If you own your home, simply text the word money to 23. They've already done the legwork. They've already shopped your insurance prices. They know what you could be saving on your home insurance, and it's really all that simple. Here's the deal. Grab your phone, text the word money to 23. They're going to ask for your address. You send it back. They're going to send you a full quote and proposal within 15 seconds. No obligation. If you don't like what they say, maybe they're not going to save you money. Not everybody's going to save money, but the average customer is saving over $900. I saved over $1,000. Our sales guy down the hall, $2,600 a year. What a dope for not doing it 2 years ago. Guys, they're open now. There's no harm in checking it out. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I don't know how mad I can really get, A.J., because I hammered the damn Ravens early in the week because I knew they were going to beat them. And they did. It was funny, before we get back to this, I three losses. I bet more games than I usually bet. Three losses, three wins, but the biggest in-game bet, well, four wins, because I made the biggest in-game bet I've ever made. When the Cowboys went down 20-0, I got plus 10.5 at minus 105. And so I just unloaded. Now, if I really...
I don't know why the hell you would have done that, because 20-0, I saw nothing from them that made me think they were coming back.
I saw a lot of things. I saw the fact that they were just giving the ball away, that the Falcons weren't going to be able to stop them. And we know what the Falcons are about. You give them a lead, they're going to choke. And I'm watching that going, the only reason they're down 20... And the Falcons didn't take advantage. They kicked two field goals when they should have been up 28-0. And to me, that was the perfect setup for Dallas to come back. Now, I didn't think they'd come all the way back. I just needed to come back within 10 points.
Yeah.
And
unbelievable that the Falcons lost that game without turning the ball over.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. And that onside kick play is embarrassing. That's just bad preparation. And Dan Quinn's probably, he should probably be fired, honestly.
Nobody should ever recover an onside kick the way the rules are now. It's just, it's almost impossible.
And like they just watched it. All they had to do was fall on it.
Yeah.
They acted like it had to go 10 yards. Yeah. I had over in the Falcons game.
That was easy.
Under in the Bucks Panthers game, which hit by a half point thanks to a garbage touchdown.
Yeah, that was one of my losses. That friggin' Fournette touchdown. I was within the 9.5.
Over in the Lions Packers game was easy. Giants plus 5.5 was
easy.
Had
that one. Yeah.
My one loss this weekend. 49ers under 42. The Jets with that junk time touchdown that did nothing.
With half the 49ers were off the field with injuries, too.
Colts minus 3 hammered the Vikings. And Chiefs Chargers under even went to overtime and was still a winner. And then I had a teaser with Ravens, Cardinals, and Titans that won. So I killed the NFL this weekend, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, I missed on the Lions. Had a small bet on them. Missed on the Panthers, which I had a pretty big bet. Missed on the Vikings, where I had a small bet. But then Ravens, I had a big bet. Giants, I had a big bet. Jags, I had a big bet. And Cowboys, in game, I had a big bet. So I came out ahead. But for, you know, results-wise, 4-3, not great. And 3-3, based on what I gave out on the show. But from a money standpoint, I did okay. Thanks to that Cowboys bet. And I was about to tweet it out. And I'm like, you know what? Nah. I'm not going to give it away on Twitter.
So back to what we were talking about. And I'm still waiting for someone to tell me who these other great quarterbacks are. Who else do we consider great quarterbacks, but they're being held back by their coaching? I want to know their names, and I still haven't gotten a name. I've seen a Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, but does anybody think that those guys are like cream of the crop guys?
Jared Goff before he got a new coach?
Is Jared Goff a cream of the crop guy now?
Looked pretty good yesterday, but
I nobody considers Jared Goff like a top five quarterback.
Numbers are better than Watson's this year.
Yes,
like a lot of people. I want to bring up this play real quick, and I want you to tell me whose fault it is, because I think it goes hand in hand: bad coaching and a quarterback who isn't taking that next step. they're down two touchdowns relatively late in the game. They have a chance to get within one, first and 10. Watson drops back to pass. The Ravens are blitzing. He gets sacked. And you wind up with second and whatever it was. And if you go back and look at the play really closely, everybody's basically running a fly route. There's no safety valve. There's no underneath drag that can be a hot route for you. Everybody's going deep. It was obvious the Ravens were going to blitz. So first off, you call that play. I mean, I don't know what you're hoping for other than he just has to throw it up and hope. But if you're the quarterback, don't you recognize that and say, you know what? I might need to check into something where I've got a short receiver to throw to. I mean, that's part of it to me. And I think that's the thing I'm not seeing from him. And that was the play that I'm like, first off, why do you design that play against this defense? It's not going to work. You're just hoping he escapes and somebody gets open.
Yeah.
And by the way, it wasn't easy to get open against those cornerbacks. It's hard for a lot of guys. But then to not check out of it, I mean, it's first and 10. You know, technically, you can make it a one-score game there. I mean, it didn't matter. The Ravens were still going to eat your ass. But those little plays throughout the game, there's several of those where they could have gotten to within a score, and Watson didn't make them. And to me, that's on him and on – it's on O'Brien and Kelly for making that call. It's also on Watson for not getting out of it. At some point, you know, he has to be responsible for that. You got to recognize that they're coming, and I've got all deep routes. That's all.
I get the inherent, like you feel like it's necessary for you to defend your guy. But at some point, you have to say, dude, he's got to be better. He's got to overcome this. And the decisions he's making, the holding on to the ball. And I get it. The offensive line that everyone seemed to think was going to be everything's fixed. They look the best they've ever looked. They kind of suck. And that's going to happen. But there's other quarterbacks in the league who don't have great offensive lines. Not everybody's just lucks into having the Colts offensive line. Everybody's got their strengths. He doesn't have any weapon. Well, Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins, but he had DeAndre Hopkins his entire career until these last two games.
Right.
So let's not act like he hasn't been blessed with good gifts either, because he had a Hall of Fame wide receiver. At some point, you have to blame the guy. And I don't know why Texans fans are so hesitant to even question whether or not Deshaun is getting better. Like, does anybody think Deshaun is still improving? I don't see it.
But here's
am I crazy? Do you see it? Is he improving? Is he getting better?
No, he's not. And to me, that play was the definition of that. By now, at this stage of your career, you get the hell out of that play. And there's other examples, but that one in particular just bothered me. Because it's like, dude, what are you doing? And obviously when they send the play in, they don't think the Ravens are going to be blitzing, although I don't know why they wouldn't, because they were the whole game, especially in that situation where you've got to throw the ball. But how do you not get into a play where you've at least got an option to dump it off to David Johnson or something?
I don't know.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, when you watch Russell Wilson, when you watch the guys that he's being compared to, including Lamar Jackson yesterday, who got out of a couple plays. That's what they do. They recognize the defense and they get you in a better play.
Cass says, what about Matt Ryan? Matt Ryan has a pretty crappy coach. Guess what? Matt Ryan still goes out and puts up big numbers every week. He's got his team in pretty much every game. Is it Matt Ryan's fault the team is bad? If Matt Ryan were turning the ball over all the time, I'd say, well, that's kind of a Matt Ryan problem. Matt Ryan, he was the league MVP. He was the best player in the league. And in 2016, his league MVP year, he threw 4,944 yards, 38 touchdowns, 7 picks. 2018, 4,924 yards, 35 touchdowns, 7 picks. Basically the exact same season with Dan Quinn. Like, and, you know, I get it. But no one also, here's the other thing. No one looks at Matt Ryan and says, well, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's right there with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. No one says that about Matt Ryan. And he's been to a friggin' Super Bowl and won an MVP. But people will say that about Deshaun because Clemson. What? He's got it. He's got that. He's a winner. Okay.
But you know what's going to happen. I'm calling my shot right now. He's going to have a game, probably not against the Steelers because their defense is really good. Although, God, Jeff Driscoll looked like a star quarterback last week. But either against them or the Vikings, he's going to have one of those games where he's terrific. And everybody's like, oh, see? That's what he is. No. It's what you are against the teams you just played. Because isn't that what you're trying to – isn't that what an elite quarterback's supposed to do? And you know what? That game last night, you saw two elite quarterbacks play the way they're supposed to play. One of them is going to lose. Happens.
Yeah.
But it came down to the wire. And both of them gave their teams a chance to win against good teams. Against good teams. Those are good teams. The Patriots are better than I thought they were going to be. And the Seahawks are a damn good team.
Well, Cam Newton is better than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he's obviously healthy again. And so where were you? Where were you? And I've been a big...
And not only did you lose to those teams, which, let's face it, we all thought they would lose to the Chiefs and Ravens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Be competitive. Make us think that you're on the level of those guys. You're not.
Live up to the hype of what the TV was doing when he put you on the screen with those two guys. Yeah, come on. That's all.
I'll be honest. Guys like Cam Newton, guys like Josh Allen, even guys like Kyler Murray, right now... They go out every week, and they're showing me that they belong in that conversation more than Deshaun does. 3 years of Deshaun, and I haven't seen improvement.
No, if anything,
inexplicable.
If anything, we've seen regression.
And Kyler Murray, watch him play. He's literally better every game. And you ask Fred. I'm no Kyler Murray fan. The guy's got me blocked on Twitter for crying out loud.
He's an elf. I don't like elves.
Josh Allen literally getting better every single game. And it was like, oh, look back. Deshaun beat Josh Allen in the playoffs. Josh Allen was better that entire game except for one play.
Play that game now.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson had one play that saved him from total embarrassment because that would have been what we saw. Maybe it wouldn't have saved him from total embarrassment because he got to go play the Chiefs instead next.
Yeah.
But it could have saved him, I guess, from that embarrassment. He'd just taken the embarrassment because he didn't show up in the Bills game. He had one play. And we're like, oh, look at that. Look what he did against the Bills. He did nothing against the Bills. He was a nothing. He was a zero, just like he was the year before against the Colts. A zero. Yet somehow we're putting him in this Russell Wilson category. It's literally inexplicable to me. I don't understand why people aren't seeing what I'm seeing.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want them to see what you see, then they need to order Harry's because you've been on Harry's. I've been on Harry's. And Harry's is fantastic. They've got new sharper blades that are as low as $2 each. How many times do you know somebody who improves the quality of something and then doesn't raise the price? And these blades last so much longer. I've had them last as much as a week. And you can find their new sharper blades at any of the big box drug and grocery stores near you. But if you like to shop online, like me, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. Just remember, Harry's is available wherever you shop. So like I went to the Walgreens today. There was Harry's. And all you have to do is head over to the grooming aisle. They're going to take care of you. But if you want to shop online, this is the way to do it. Harry's has a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers are getting $5 off a Harry's trial set with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You want to try some of these calls?
Yeah, let's bang through a couple. Let's talk to Kendall. Start with him. Hello, Kendall.
Sports, guys. How's it going?
We're doing well, man. What's up, sports?
Yeah, man, just wanted to say, in my lifetime, I'm pretty young. I'm only 31 years old, but I was raised to be a Texas sports fans, Texans and Cowboys, when they came into creation, the Texans as well. And pretty much the same thing I've seen on both ends is true on both organizations. It's really an organizational issue is what it seems. I feel like the Cowboys made pretty much a lateral move in Garrett to the new coach, and it's really obviously Dak is kind of the same in Deshaun, and there's a lot of expectations. A lot of people talk a lot of hype on them, but I just don't see it there. And then I just wanted to pose your question to you guys and see at this point if you guys felt like it was a lateral move for the Cowboys in coaching. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
No, I think it may have been a semi-lateral move, but it's somewhat upward. McCarthy's better than Jason Garrett. I don't know if he's way better. Jason Garrett was a boob. It's just like saying now, like you could fire Bill O'Brien and hire pretty much anybody and it'd be an upward move. That's where it had gotten with the Cowboys. That's where it is now with the Texans. The Texans obviously they're not going to fire Bill O'Brien anytime soon. But to me, it's blatantly clear that he's not the answer. He's not going to get this team where fans or owners, and I don't even know if really ownership cares where they get now, because I don't know if Cal cares the way that Bob McNair did.
I don't think he does.
I think as long as they're in the black, then he's good.
I think he's pretty happy just owning a team and cashing checks and having the 10th most valuable franchise.
Let's talk to George. What's up, George Sports?
Hey guys, what's up? One thing about Watson, I don't know if he learned it from O'Brien or Bob or McNair, but why is he being so friendly when we're getting our ass beat? Like sitting with Mahomes, laughing with Lamar Jackson. Like, man, you should be upset. You should be giving it your best, and you're out there making friends. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? I saw a lot of that with the Texans on defense too, like helping up Lamar Jackson and patting each other on the backs and things like that, which is, I guess, fine and good. You could also say, well, Lamar Jackson was doing it too. I mean, they were winning the football game. Like, I'd be in a good mood too if I were winning the football game. When you're losing the football game, I don't want to see you be friends with the other guys. I barely like it when they I really don't like it when they exchange jerseys afterwards and all that. I think it's weird. And not that I'm some old school, 80s basketball guy where you've got to hate each other in real life, but just make me think that you're in the moment, you're 100% competing. I hate when guys, we saw this on the fights this weekend, Donald Cerrone and Nico Price fought. They get to round three, and before the round starts, they hug. No, man. Wait until the fight's over. And to me, I want to see you guys going at it. I don't want to see buddy-buddy. And Deshaun does a lot of it. The whole Texans team did a lot of it. I don't like that. Except for Blacklock, he does not seem like the buddy guy.
Yeah, he may be my new favorite player for that. But I'm not a fan of that. But that's the reality in all sports right now. They're all buddies, and okay. I'm old. I grew up in a different era where you go out there and you try to kill a guy on the field, and then when the game's over, you shake his hand and it's all good. Sometimes you have a fight after the game, but that's not how these guys go, and so that's not how they roll. It's not their thing. But be nice if you won some games.
Cass says, so if they have a QB with potential to be great, but has regressed after 3 years when they traded up for him, sign him to an extension. Why not change the only other constant on the team and fire Bill O'Brien, bring in someone who will work with DW4? They signed him to an extension too. And if they fire him, now they got to pay a GM. Now they got to pay a head coach. And they got to pay him to finish doing both those jobs that he's not going to be doing anymore. He's not going anywhere. It's easy to say. But these two guys have to figure it out together, at least for the next year or so. I can't see that. I can't see Bill O'Brien going before, and even if they have a bad season this season, he wouldn't go until they started into a bad season next year.
Which would be ridiculous because you don't have time. There's nobody to replace him. He's surrounded himself with his own guys. Who's your head coach? Who's your interim head coach next year after three games? That's the thing. And
they've painted themselves into a corner.
I have a friend who just sent me a text. Says, as you know, we've been a season ticket holder since day one. Tired of being embarrassed by O'Brien. We are done. We'll not renew for the first time in 18 years. And this is a guy that they travel to games every year, too. I don't blame you.
I don't either. Quit giving money to an organization that is just going to keep laughing at you. This is a loser organization right now, and they should be better. It's really gross that they're not. And, like, at least with the Rockets, I've got a lot of apathy towards the Rockets just because I feel like they believe in what they're doing and they think they're smarter than everybody else in the room, which I guess is sort of the same way Bill O'Brien feels. But, I mean, they've at least come close a couple times, so you can say, well, they were into a Game 7 with the best team of the last 20 years. You know, they were right there at the precipice of it. So maybe you give them the benefit of the doubt. Bill O'Brien, it's never felt like he was close to winning anything substantial. Like, and them showing those three stupid AFC South banners on TV yesterday, that's so embarrassing. Like, don't even show those things.
Oh, and of course, did you see his post game? We got to coach better. We got to play better.
That's again. All he says.
Again.
And then say, well, what exactly do you have to do better? I got to go take a look. Like, if you don't know what you're not doing right now, are you ever going to know? Are we ever going to get there? I don't know. We'll take some more calls on the other side. I got to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals. Listen, we all have to wear a mask now. And if you're going to wear a mask, at least wear a mask that's going to protect you. Don't go into the freaking grocery store with a rag wrapped around your face. If you're going to go in, you might as well at least go in feeling like the mask is doing something for you. And that's what Boomer Naturals does. They've got three layers. They're comfortable. They're breathable. And one of those layers has nano silver woven right into it. And the nano silver has been proven to block tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. And that's what we want right now is actual protection, not just the appearance of protection, but actual protection. They also have those neck gaiters like Fred likes to wear, and they donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need, including veterans, homeless, Native Americans who otherwise wouldn't have access to these things. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% on your order. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Or go to your local CVS. They've got Boomer Natural masks there as well. That's Boomer Naturals, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Hoffman.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's get a couple more calls in.
Yeah, let's talk to Robert, Sports Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome to the program, sir.
Appreciate it, man. I love your show, and I just got a couple of things to say about Deshaun. What you see is what you're going to get at this point. Because, you know, without that alpha dog, Hopkins, you know, he was, what, 35 to 39% of the offense. Now we're seeing the true Deshaun. And I love the guy. You know, I like what he does going off the field. But the Texans don't have an alpha dog on the team. You got a bunch of guys that can do the rah-rah thing at the beginning of the game, but to come out there and block and tackle, is this not there? You have to, in my opinion, and I may be wrong, you guys are just great at what you do. I love your show. One part of the team has to be elevated. Either you're going to have a great offense or great defense. You can't just have the middle. I'm going to hang up and see what you guys got.
Well, I agree. And I'll say this. It's quite possible that DeAndre Hopkins was making Deshaun look better than he really is. And I mean, that's kind of a blunt way of putting it. And it, I mean, mind you, he could be now making Kyler Murray look better than he really is. But
maybe Handsome Cliff knows how to use him better than what O'Brien did here.
But if, and who knows, I mean, maybe this continues, maybe it doesn't for Deshaun. Do you know what Deshaun Watson's QBR is currently?
Probably around 40.
You very close, sir. It's actually 50.4.
Ah.
We were talking earlier, I guess, I mean, hell, it's been 2 weeks now since we were talking about Joe Burrow and how Joe was, week two was better for Joe, still ended up being a loss. And mostly, again, I mostly go back to the Bengals are just doing him a really tremendous disservice by having him out there right now, especially throwing the ball 60-something times a game. That's not what's supposed to be happening for a rookie quarterback on a bad team, but they don't seem to care.
But how many bad teams know they're bad teams? The Bengals probably don't think of themselves as a bad team. They think we got this stud young quarterback. We're going to throw him out there. We know they're bad.
Okay, so
Browns don't think they're bad.
Total QBR right now, Deshaun is 20th in the league. I'll give you the three ahead of him and the three behind him. Actually, I'll give you the five ahead and the five behind. Five ahead of him, Justin Herbert, Cam Newton, Derek Carr, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ted Bridgewater. Five behind him, Jeff Driscoll, Matt Stafford, Mitch Trubisky, Daniel Jones, Joe Burrow. You want to be in that sandwich? I don't think that's where you want to be. You don't want to be the meat in that sandwich. You don't want to be the meat somewhere between Justin Herbert and Mitch Trubisky. That's not the goal when you're an elite quarterback.
Well, you know what? He's a hell of a lot better than Kirk Cousins and Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
There's that.
Well, that's true. And I'm telling you, Carson Wentz is probably in the same boat as Deshaun Watson. And I'm sure if we were on air in Philly, we'd be looking at Carson Wentz going, when are you going to be what we thought you were going to be? At what point do we stop saying he's got this potential and start saying, dude, what are you? When are you going to show us? Top five, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray. Baker Mayfield is ninth in the league in passer rating or in QBR.
Well, it's, and
Gardner Minshew's 13th.
But it's such a small sample size two games in because it, basically Baker had to play the Ravens the first game, which we saw what he was about there, and then he got the Bengals in the second game.
Well, and
if Deshaun gets to play the Bengals, he'll put up a bunch of numbers too and his thing will come up.
But can we agree on this? Nobody looks at the Chiefs as like a world-class defense. The Ravens, I get. The Ravens are a very respected defense. But nobody looks at the Chiefs and says, you shouldn't be able to put off, like, you shouldn't be able to kill it on offense against these guys.
Yeah, you should be able to score against the Chiefs.
Now, you've got to score with them, obviously.
Right.
That's the thing.
Or like, you play like San Diego did, where you slow the game down. And, by the way, Justin Herbert looked a lot better against the Chiefs than did Deshaun Watson.
This can't not be, I mean, this has to be a concern to people besides me. It has to be. And I get that, well, I just think you can't always say it's all on Bill O'Brien. Because at some point, Deshaun, if you're truly that dude, at some point you say, you know what, I'm doing this. That's what J.J. Watt does. How often does J.J. Watt really follow follow his assignment on defense? He freelances more than anybody, and that's when he has success.
Yeah,
figure it out. And the other thing is, no one, like, it's easy to say, well, Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes has Andy Reid. Andy Reid, up until a year ago, was known as the coach who couldn't win the big game. Don't forget that. John Harbaugh, 2 years ago, was about to be fired.
Yeah.
No one looked at Pete Carroll as some sort of great NFL coach that everybody thought he was running away from a college scandal just to run away from it. That's why he went to the NFL. I mean, I get that. You know, these guys are now highly respected, and a lot of it is they ended up with the right quarterbacks. Why isn't it that Bill O'Brien, who we think is a mediocre coach at best, why isn't Deshaun Watson elevating him and fooling us?
Let me ask you a kind of a bigger picture question. How many players on this roster have really improved under this coaching staff and gotten better? Because Deshaun's not better than he was when he first got here.
He's not. It's so tough because a lot of these guys either haven't been here long. I'll tell you two guys who haven't really. the two linebackers that you gave a bunch, three linebackers that you gave a bunch of money to, Cunningham, McKinney, and Merciless. None of those guys are getting better. McKinney and Cunningham may lead the league in inside linebacker missed tackles. Like they're that duo may lead the league in that. I don't know. That's a really good question. I don't know who's getting better.
You know, let's ask Lancet.
It's a really good question when you think about it, because I mean, you can go up and down the roster and you're like, well, is he? No, probably not him. Probably not him. I don't know. I really don't. That's a really good question, Fred.
I mean, do you say Tyrann Mathieu got better that one year, or was he just a diamond in the rough that
Tyrann Mathieu
finally got
was
to
an
something?
All-pro before he got here.
Yeah, like
that wasn't his
best season here.
Yeah, he came off an injury, and he came back and proved it, and he went somewhere. That wasn't because B.O.B. coached him up. That's because he's a great player, and he had a great, and, you know, kudos to him for deciding that this was a system that he could have a great season in, but... I'm not crediting Bill O'Brien for any of Tyrann
Mathieu. No, but he had a better year with the Chiefs last year than he did with the Texans. So,
Greg, Sports Greg.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Sports guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a comment and a question. I hope I don't get cut off, so I'm going to go real quick. Look, you were talking about Deshaun Watson. I think we gave Deshaun Watson too much credit at the beginning when he was a rookie, when he became – you know, the phenomenon that he did, and he came and won 9 games, then he got his ACL injury, you know, and we had a system of bad quarterbacks before that. I mean, it's just like water. If you drink water out the faucet or you drink water out the bottle, if you're thirsty, it's some good-ass water. You're just, we were so thirsty for something, we didn't know we were drinking out the faucet off the side of the house. It was just some good-ass water because we were just thirsty for something different. We've never drafted a quarterback since Carr. So we were just ready for something. And I want to say, what about Deshaun Watson? He's taking this contract. I mean, Bill O'Brien did the extension, and we already knew that Bill O'Brien was probably going to franchise Deshaun Watson. And so with that... I think he just took this contract to abort the franchise tag. And I don't know if his contract now is saying he can't be franchise tag, but because he knew Bill O'Brien was going to leave, he wasn't going to leave. So is he playing to his full potential because he knows that he's not going to go nowhere for right now? So he's just going to do what he has to do until Bill O'Brien leaves, and then he's going to make a play for something else because everybody thought he was going to leave. But he's still here. He signed a $100 million contract. Dak is getting paid, what, $37 million? He's got a $100 million guaranteed. Next year he's going to it. So that's what I'm looking at. Are we looking at Deshaun Watson just saying, I'm not going to be a shop. I don't want people coming to my house with my wife and my kids and because I'm a bad quarterback. Yeah. Or I'm just going to be here for Houston because Houston needs this. I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, thanks, man. I don't think Deshaun's that kind of dude. I mean, I think Deshaun wants desperately to win. I mean, he was a winner in college. I just don't know if he's got it in the NFL. And a couple people have asked about comparing him to Johnny Manziel. And, you know, Mike Evans made Manziel look great in college. Rob G says that's a fact. Like, sometimes you look great because a wide receiver can make you look great. And Johnny Football, and obviously Deshaun is way better than Johnny Football. Like, I don't think on field they're a comp. But no one was ever saying that Johnny Football was a top five quarterback. And I agree with what he just said about when you haven't had water in a long time, you're just super thirsty. You don't care if it's Evian or if it comes from the side of your house. You don't care because you're thirsty. And I think Texans fans were just thirsty for a good quarterback. But again, what did he mention? He mentioned those 6 games before he tore his ACL and Clemson. That is what Texans fan has ingrained in their mind that Deshaun Watson is, and they conveniently overlook that for the last 3 years he's been okay. I mean, it's better than Brock Osweiler. You know, it's better than Tom Savage for sure, but that doesn't make him Lamar Jackson. That doesn't make him Russell Wilson. I'm sorry. He's just not that.
Pretty good when he left.
Do what?
Clemson also still was pretty good when he left.
They ended up being okay. Yeah, you're right. Clemson ended up doing all right without him.
Yeah. I do want to point it out, though. We mentioned the contract stuff, which I'm sorry, didn't really make a lot of sense with that. That didn't really fit the conversation.
He's in.
But I was the one who said, don't pay him yet this year.
Why? I they didn't need to.
I know. I said, show me.
Just like they didn't need to trade DeAndre Hopkins for financial reasons, because DeAndre Hopkins was on the books for 3 more years.
But you didn't need to pay this guy yet. And I said all along, make him prove he's elite. And then he does, he'll get an elite contract. You gave him the elite contract. Now 2 games in, do you think he's elite? Just saying.
And again, it's 2 games. Maybe we're overreacting. But you know what? No, it's not 2 games.
No, it's not. It's really the last 3 against the best teams where you're supposed to be elite. You're supposed to be at that level or right below it. And guess what? You're not. You're no closer to those teams than you were last year.
Minus one play, it's the last 4 games. Because what did he do against Buffalo? He didn't show up. And when he does put up numbers, it's the fourth quarter of a game when it's well out of reach. We saw it last week.
You didn't see it this week because they didn't have the ball in the fourth quarter. They just ran it. Yeah,
I mean, it's turning into Matt Stafford stats. Like, you can look at his stats and go, oh wow, big numbers. But then when you actually watch the game, you're like, oh, what? That's a bunch of useless numbers that he put up today. Useless.
Yeah, I think. I needed to see a step out of him. I haven't seen it. I know it's only 2 games, and they're going to win a bunch of games this year. But, I mean, what is the standard that they should be chasing? And the standard shouldn't be hanging another division title and being better than the Jags and the Colts and the Titans.
Which, by the way, I don't know that the Jags is a gimme.
I don't think they are.
I don't think the Texans have any gimmies on their schedule.
Maybe the Vikings. But the Jags got screwed in that game yesterday. They should have won that. They had there was a really bad pass interference call on Miles Jack on one drive, and then Clowney was 5 yards offside on the play that Minshew turned it over.
I'm looking at their schedule right now. The teams that I'm sure that they're better than, I'm sure that the Texans are better than the Lions. But they're at the Lions.
Yeah, I don't want to go through this whole thing today.
I'm sure they're better than the Bears. They're at the Bears. And I'm sure they're better than the Bengals. That's it. I don't know anybody else that they're way better than.
They're certainly as good as the Colts and Titans and the Jags, though.
But they're not better.
I don't know. I don't know yet after 2 games. I'm not going to.
I've seen the Colts and Titans win a game.
Yeah, but the Colts and Titans haven't had to play the Chiefs and Ravens either. So,
if the Texans had competed in either one of those games, I'd feel a little better.
But they didn't compete against them last year, and guess what? They beat those teams. That's the thing. That's what's going to happen, and that's the frustrating part of it.
Basically, this same exact Titans team pulled the Ravens' pants down in the playoffs.
Yeah, but that was also Harbaugh going weird with all the fourth down stuff and everything else. I mean, the Ravens gave that game away as much as the Titans took it. But give the Titans credit. That game plan worked. I haven't seen the Texans do anything that's going to work against the Ravens. We got to do this because we're way past and we're into the next hour. So I got to tell you about Dr. Linville. And as a matter of fact, that's why I got the no hat look going today. So we can show off the hair from Dr. Linville. And if you're going bald and you want to get it fixed, it's easy. It's your own hair, because he does the neograft procedure. He takes hair from the back of your head and he puts it to where you don't have it. It's that simple. So it's your own hair. It's not some plugs. It's not some goofy wig. And it's a great process. It took me longer because I had a lot of work to do, but man, it's been so much fun to have hair again. 975hair.com. That's all you got to do. And if you check out Dr. Linville on Twitter, because he'll show you his hair. Guess what? He had it done too. He just wants to help guys and even women. If you need to get your hair, you need to get this procedure, it can help you. 975hair.com, free consultation. And go on there. You can do a virtual consultation. You can go see him now. Either way, 975hair.com. It's going to make a difference in your life. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. 975hair.com.
Meeting all my heroes, like seeing how magic works. The people I looked up to are going from bad to worse. The actions out of character.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.